Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. Before I get into the content, make sure you go and you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. While you're there, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button if you haven't already done that, because when you do hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I upload any brand new content. I'm going to be going live at 11 a.m. later on to this afternoon or this morning, whatever you want to call it. But yes, please, there's two ways you can get a hold of me. Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, Tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Got to tell you, yesterday, the weather was absolutely brilliant. It is like one of the best times. It's the most favorite time of the year. I'm not like into Halloween like some people are. I'm just really not. But getting that first crisp, cool, like, breeze, and a lot of people think it's about the temperature. It's not about the temperature. It's about getting rid of that 100% humidity. I think the dew point was about 25, maybe 30% today. It was so nice. I did not sweat all day today. This is the first time that we did not run the air conditioner all day long, had the windows open, and yeah, I mean, a lot of people up north are probably like, oh, Tuttle, that's not cold. It was 77 for the high here at the Hobo Fish Camp today, with about 20 to 25% humidity. And I gotta tell you, it felt I know that I shouldn't curse. You know what? It felt fucking fantastic. It really felt absolutely fantastic. And I loved it. And I know, like, it's going to get colder and I'm going to bitch about it being too cold. But I mean, everybody else around the country, like up north, I'm sure, like, when they get that first little bit of summer, they're like, oh, thank God. Oh, I love it. Well, try being down here in the subtropical area of Florida, Central Florida and south of our area. Try that out for about 4 or 5 months where it is just 100% humidity in the mid-90s. You know, living here on the coast, I mean, you get a little bit of relief. But when you live in central, like in the middle part of the state of Florida, yeah, it gets hot as crap. It really, really does. So the weekend was great. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I know there's people all over the place that listen to the podcast. And I just like the change of weather. I know in a lot of places, you guys hate and despise winter is coming. You know what? But that's why we get a lot of snowbirds. This place is about to fill up. The Hobo Fish Camp is going to get busy as hell. And I actually like it because guess what? It is money-making opportunity for me because I start washing trailers. I start catching bait, doing the fish hustle thing on top of the podcasting. It'll do my mom good to have her friends around. So yeah. I'm actually looking forward to it. Now, the first story that I want to get into, and I think this is absolute complete BS. This is where Boris Johnson needs to take his hand, put it between his crotch, grab his sack to make sure that it's still there. And he needs to pull his penis out and lay it on the table and tell the United Arab Emirates that they need to get fucked. I know this is going to get, like, you know what? I'm not going to start censoring myself. I don't know what it is. I'm probably sure that I'll get demonetized. But if I was a British United Kingdom, like, resident, if I lived in Wales, England, Scotland, or regular or Northern Ireland, yeah, I would be like, yes, you need to do something, because this kid that is a football coach, not American football, I'm talking like as in soccer, I know the people in the United Kingdom, not a lot of people realize this. It goes back and forth. Canada will be number two some weeks, number three will be UK, and they'll flip-flop. I mean, USA. Yeah, they're always going to be number one, but like the UK, Canada switches back and forth. So I know that people hate it when I say soccer, but this football coach goes over to the, Dubai, and let's not act like Dubai, you know, they think they got a lot of money and stuff, but as far as I know, I really don't think they got that much of a military. And the United Kingdom knows that we're, America is always going to have their back. But this kid got sent away to jail for 25 years for having 3 cannabis cartridges in his bag. Now, he claims that he didn't know that they were there. But, I mean, here, I'm just going to get into the story and I'll stab in and give you my opinion on everything.
We don't want to give up hope, and we don't want ever to say, you know, he's not going to come home. But we just don't see any way out of it. That's why we've come here, haven't we, to put it out there or whatever. It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. It's devastating to think that I might never see him again.
See, I mean, all right. I'm telling you right now. Now, I know that there have been a lot of cases where the American government has not stepped in. Like, I think the Amanda Knox thing, we really did not get involved. When Amanda Knox did get back to the United States, we told everybody else to pound sand. We're not sending her back to be able to be retried. But I'm telling you right now, if this was an American over at the United Arab Emirates in Dubai, like, they would not be messing around with us like this. They just would not do it. And this is where I said that Boris Johnson needs to pull out his Johnson and tell the Arabs over there. And I don't mean Arabs in a bad way, like I'm anti-Arab or Muslim or anything like that. But come on, people. Like, we're really going to imprison somebody for 25 years. Now, if it's true that the kid didn't know that it was in there and somebody put it in there, like one of his friends or whatever, yeah, I definitely think he needs to go. But I mean, you also gotta respect the laws of a certain country. But come on, 25 years? No. We're not playing that game. It's just not going to happen.
He's the Brit abroad, now facing a quarter of a century in a Dubai prison cell. Billy Hood from West London was arrested in January and sentenced for drug trafficking earlier this month. Police found 4 vials similar to this in his car, containing cannabis oil.
All right, so if people don't know what they're talking about, because this is a video story that I pulled the audio, this is a quarter ounce cartridge. It's not even a half ounce, people. It is a small little quarter ounce of cannabis oil that is there. And there were 3, I think they said 3 or 4, even if it was 4. How is that drug trafficking? Like, I'm just being serious. Is it really worth the time and money? Is it that you guys are just trying to make an example? Like, okay, yes, it is against your religion. It is against your law. That's why I said religion is the root of all evil. Like, do you realize that we have so many bigger and better things that we could be taking care of? And we're going to send some British citizen away for 25 years? No. If I was the United Kingdom, you know what? I guarantee you this would not have happened if Tony Blair was still in charge. Like, if Tony Blair, okay, let me ask you this. Everybody wants to talk about how much they love the Queen or how much they love Prince William or they love Harry. I know a lot of you guys don't like Meghan Markle and stuff like that, but, like, why is Prince William or Charles, who's next in line, or William or Harry stepping in and being like, no, this is not right. This is not right. Why is the Queen of England, you know, this British royal monarchy that gets to live the extravagant lifestyle that they get to live because a part of the tax money that I'm sure that this kid that's having to spend 25 years of his life because he had 3 vials of cannabis oil, why is the Queen, why isn't the British monarchy, why isn't the Parliament, why isn't the Prime Minister jumping in and saying, nope, we are not going to stand for this? Because I get why that these parents would be absolutely pissed the F off. I'm just saying.
In the UK, it's sold in many health stores to relieve pain or stress. But in Dubai, it's illegal. The 24-year-old says it was left by a friend and claims he was forced to sign a confession written in Arabic despite not speaking the language.
All right. So a lot of people want to know why. Like, a lot of people think that I'm paranoid. A lot of people think, oh, Toto, you're being judgmental. No. Why would you picture yourself in these situations? Like this religious ministry from Ohio that has been kidnapped over in Haiti right now. Guess what? Why are you putting yourself in this situation? Why are you, as a white British person, now, you should be able to go anywhere around the world that you want to, but you also know that you are putting yourself in a position that may not be safe. And number 2, where was this guy's lawyer? Why are we not coming up with a set of laws worldwide? Because you know what they've been talking about? A global tax, a global company tax that everybody's going to have to pay. So why are we not, like, coming up with a global set of rules when it comes to law? You know, like, when you visit a certain country, remember that kid back in the day in the Caribbean, I think? I forget his name. But he got caught, like, spraying graffiti on something. And he had to get caned. He had to get caned on the ass. And he was an American citizen. Now, like, okay, you know what? If you messed up, you know what? Give me 20 lashings with a cane. And, well, you know what? The kid's doing 25 years. Give me it one whack per year and we'll call it a day. And I don't think, I didn't have a problem with the kid getting caned for doing that stuff. I mean, you just stop, don't be an idiot. Don't be an idiot down wherever that happened and don't get yourself caned. But to spend 25 years over cannabis cartridge, 9.5 ounce, 1/4 ounce of cannabis oil, and this kid's going to not get out of jail until he's like in his late 40s. Yeah, it's complete BS.
That was after 5 days. He couldn't take anymore. He was kept in solitary on bread and water. He was told that he'd never be allowed out. But it's always difficult for Billy to tell us the whole story because he's living or staying or kept in that environment against his wishes.
How is this not a violation of his human rights? That's why he said, We need to come up with a global legal type system that everybody's cool with. Like, yeah, I mean, you got to be respectful to other religions or what they believe in. That's why I said religion is the root of all evil. I mean, it causes most of the problems that we have. But what I'm trying to say is that why are we even having this conversation over 3 vials of cannabis oil? Like, I really, if I was a British citizen, I would be absolutely furious that my government wasn't doing something to protect our fellow citizens. I'm just saying that.
They have zero tolerance towards drugs over there. I mean, Billy knew rules
that
fell foul of them.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Like, I don't know about the Dubai or the UBA or UAB or whatever. But you know what else they don't have a tolerance over? Homosexuality. And I know that Qatar is completely different than Dubai or whatever. But Qatar, who's going to be the host of the next World Cup coming up in 2022, you know that they don't support homosexuality. You know what that FIFA and soccer and all that's supposed to be about? Unity, no racism, no judgment, no anything. You know how many people have died while trying to build some of these stadiums and stuff? A lot of slavery going on there. So what I'm trying to say is, like, why are we standing for this? Why is the UK government not going in there and be like, nope, you need to have our citizen at this point. We're going to fly in, we're going to pick him up, and we're taking him home. Plain and simple. Like, yeah, you know what? Fuck you. We're not dealing with this whole situation.
Well, when you say you fell foul of him, I would slightly disagree in the sense that he wasn't aware that they were there. It's not that he's constantly got them on and he knows that they are illegal.
Mr. Hood's family is appealing to the UK and UAE governments to intervene in the case. A campaign group representing them says the Foreign Office should be doing more to ensure he's exonerated.
You know what the sad thing is? Is that if this this kid, I don't know, he's in his 20s, if this kid was from an affluent family or a lobbyist or somebody that could do something for any of these politicians, guess what? You know what? This would not even be a news story because guess what? This kid would not ever spend one single second in jail. You want to know why? That because this is a average. From what I'm reading, from everything that I've learned, is just an average British family. And this kid, maybe, you know what? If I'm just guessing, he knew that he had them. If I'm just being honest, the kid knew that he had the cartridges on him. Did he do something stupid? Of course he did. Does he deserve to spend 25 years of his life in jail? No. Not at all.
The Foreign Office should be stepping in and entering into diplomatic conversations with their counterpart in the UAE, the Ministry of Interior and the Minister for Foreign Affairs, to have them investigate this case that is clearly outrageous. Other foreign governments do this for their citizens, and they have been able to successfully bring them home, and we'd like to see Britain doing the same thing.
If I'm just being honest, and you know what? I am kind of being a shock jock, because guess what? If it lights a fire under the ass of the ass, if I'm trying to be like Jim Rome, under the ass of the United Kingdom government, no wonder you guys got your asses handed to you by a bunch of farmers in the 13 original colonies. You guys had all the weapons in the world. You guys had, I don't know if you would call it technology, but if I'm just being honest right now, like, you guys look like a bunch of pussies in the United Kingdom right now. And I know, like, I got a lot of United Kingdom listeners and stuff, but if I'm just being honest, You guys do look like a bunch of twats. You really, really do look like a bunch of pussies. Because, like, I don't know why you guys all want to protest about not being able to go outside or go to the soccer matches or football matches. You guys will break all the rules in the world to go celebrate that Liverpool won their first title in, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. But when it comes to one of your own citizens getting railroaded because he had a little bit of cannabis oil with him, oh, you guys really don't care. If I'm being honest, you guys sound a lot like Americans, but we still beat your ass. So what I'm trying to say is that, no wonder a bunch of farmers in the original 13 colonies told you guys to go pound sand and sent you back to the United Kingdom with your tail tucked between your legs.
For now, Mr. Hood's family are asking the UAE to free him.
As a mom, and I'm sure lots of them must have family too, if they know.
There should be no asking. There should be no asking. There should be, I'm telling you that if you do not release this kid, it's going to be a bad problem. Like, the United Kingdom could put all types of sanctions on them. Like, there's a lot of things they could do. I'm not talking about going to war. I'm not talking about, like, violence. But, like, there's a lot of stuff that the United Kingdom could do. Like, okay, even though I was talking a little bit of trash there, talking, you know, a little smack about how the United States, you know, we got our independence from the United Kingdom. Yeah. But, I mean, you guys are still some big swinging dicks and when it comes to world politics. So, like, man up, take care of your people, because if Boris Johnson was smart, because he had all these stories come out, you know, there's a lot of bad press about the royal family and stuff. This is a perfect opportunity for Prince William to be like, you know what, God damn it, I'm going to be the king, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to take care of one of my British citizens. But you know what? If I'm being honest, if Harry was smart, because Harry was in the military, Harry needs to get on one of those big-ass Black Hawk helicopters, land that bitch right down in Dubai and be like, where is the pothead? He's hopping on this helicopter, and I'm bringing him home. Could you imagine what type of celebration it would be? All those people that are hating Meghan Markle now, everybody would be like, oh, Meghan Markle. We love her because, guess what? Harry went and got the pothead from the Dubai, and we're golden now. Easy peasy. I'm telling you, Harry needs to step up. He's looking for content for Netflix or Oprah's channel and all that stuff, or Apple TV. Perfect opportunity, Harry. Jump on this right now before your bald-headed brother does.
The pain that this family are going through over this. And if they have a heart, that they would help us just some way bring Billy home. He's suffered enough out there now. He's suffered enough. Just let him come home.
The Foreign Office says it's offering consular support to the football coach, who currently faces being behind bars until his 50th birthday. Julian Druker, 5 News.
All right. Well, listen, I really do hope that I didn't piss off a lot of my British or United Kingdom people. But I don't understand why you guys are not more up in arms about this. I don't understand why you guys are not pissed off as hell that your government, your royal monarchy that you guys are paying money into for them to live some extravagant ass lifestyle, and they're not willing to step up to the plate, step up to the palm, and take care of one of your own. No, they're leaving them high and dry hanging, giving them dog piss Willie when it comes to him being a British citizen and paying taxes, paying all this stuff, and you guys won't even go and rescue him from spending 25 years for, like, drug trafficking over a couple of cartridges of cannabis oil. Yeah, it's complete bullshit. Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I'm sitting out here at the Hobo Fish Camp It is going on during Biketoberfest right now. I got my little headlamp on and everything. My good friend Colton brought over his friend Casey. Now, Casey, is it Casey with a K or Casey with a C?
Casey with a K.
All right, so it's Casey with a K. Hold on, let me turn this whole headlamp off. I know it's got to be a little weird. So, Casey with a K. Like, all right, so like, is it more manlier to be a Casey with a C or a Casey with a K?
I actually met a chick at the Indian motorcycle shop, and hers was Casey with a C, and she said that everyone mistaked her with Casey with a K.
All right, so, like, now you're, can I talk to, now, girlfriend, fiance, all right, so girlfriend, all right, so now girlfriend, you don't have to say your name if you don't want to, but, like, all right, so girlfriend, like, I mean, Casey with a K or Casey with a C, like, do you get what I'm talking about?
Yes. But Casey with a K is different than what I have, so I like it.
So how did you guys meet? Now, a lot of guys want to act like they are the ones that are the manly ones. They're the ones that go out, and they try to make the first connection. Were you the person that was the aggressor? Were you the one that was the pursuer, if you know what I mean?
Pursuer, yes. But would I say instigator? No. That would be on you.
All right, so it was on him. So now, Casey, like, you know, like, I want to find out because, like, I've been married before. I've had divorces and stuff. No, let me finish before I ask you this question. So, like, you've been married. You were married before her, correct? Okay, so what, you know, as a divorced person, as a male, it is a blow to the ego. It really, really is. It is. Like, when you get divorced from a woman that you think you're going to be with forever, it is a blow to the ego. Would you admit?
I admit. And it is hard to just go out and do stuff as a man by yourself, you know, versus like being with someone that you love, you know. It's a blow to the ego.
No, it is. And look, I'm not trying to like put you in a hard spot by saying that, but like, I'm just talking about my own experiences, you know, like it was a blow to my ego because, you know, my dad just passed away. My mom and dad, they wanted to make it to their 40th wedding anniversary. Guess what? It was their 39th wedding anniversary, and my dad died beforehand. So what I'm trying to say, though, is that, like, you being a, now, can I ask you real quick, have you ever been married before?
I'm divorced.
Oh, so both of you guys are divorced.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that has been for a little bit of a benefit? Like you guys have gone through both the same things?
Learned a lot.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Yeah. I can only imagine, like, what it's been that the both of you guys have been divorced and to be able to, like, come out the other side and find each other. Now I'm just trying to be honest, and if I'm pissing anybody off or I offend anybody, like, is there a timetable, like, for either one of you? Like, no. No. Hear me out. I want to go to the woman first, okay? Because the woman first, I think, is the more interesting take on everything. No, it is. No.
As I've been married, I've been divorced. I don't know if I want that legal. It doesn't make any sense to me. who giveth this man to this woman? Ain't no fucking man giving me away to no goddamn body. If I want to give myself to somebody, I'm going to give myself to somebody. I'm going to continuously give myself to somebody. Prosper us together.
Can I ask a question? The first time you were married, did your father give you away? Did he walk you down the aisle?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay. Now, like, do you feel like any pressure, Casey? No. You're not letting me finish my question, okay? I'm not talking about pressure. I'm talking about pressure of is like have you guys talked about this? Like together. Like, did you bring it up or did she bring it up?
We both kind of brought it up, just kind of where we want to be, just, you know, collectively as a couple. You know, we want to be in the same,
like, spot. Your dad, it makes me want to rush it. I want your dad to see it. I want your dad to see something that he knows will last.
Wait, did you say Russia?
No, rush. His dad.
I was like, oh, man, this went for a whole different turn. If his dad's from Russia, like Mother Russia, that I was like, all right, so do we have CBG or B, you know, the KGB coming in here, like, yeah.
He's got MS.
Well, look, I mean, you said that. I didn't say that. I mean, you're giving me all that info. And all right, so like, I mean, there's a lot of famous couples, and I know that we should not, like, look at famous couples as the way we live our lives, but I mean, look at Goldie Hawn and what's the one guy's name? Douglas, Zuckerberg, Michael. They've never been married before. So what I'm trying to say is, like, could you guys live in a relationship where you guys honestly respect each other's boundaries without being married?
100%. As long as you both have that mutual respect and understanding of what you want, I think you don't need a fucking piece of paper from the state holding over your head saying, hey, you know, these two people, they're committed to each other. You don't need that in order to gain.
Does not tell you to respect one another. Like, it takes you and that person to respect each other. That paper does not tell you to respect each other. That paper holds you together.
All right. Well, so no, but like, all right. So can you know, like, I'm not a religious person, but like, say, like, you guys end up having a child with each other. You can't happen?
Nope.
No part.
Okay. Well, see, then that answered my question.
She has one kid.
Okay. So, but what I was trying to allude to, like, if you guys did have a kid together, would you guys get married, or is that something that really doesn't matter?
I would not get married because of the kid. Been there, done that. You can raise a kid without being married. That does not have any substance.
Yeah. I get exactly where you guys are coming from and everything, but I just want to thank you guys for the time. Like, seriously, like, I don't
get into the good part. We met at a, so her best friend is the bartender at Mojo's, and the bartender ended up hooking us up pretty much, and we ended up going to Downtown Billiards that night and getting fucked up. And then we ended up in the back.
First night? Like, whoa, hold on. So did you hook up first night?
Yeah, first night.
You,
like,
did? Like, back, yeah.
Don't ask about the window.
Back of a Subaru WRX, you know?
Oh, I mean, you guys never saw the movie Mallrats then, did you? Where it was like, what was the most uncomfortable place you ever had sex? In the back of a, what was the car?
A Subaru WRX.
Yeah, the most uncomfortable place ever to have sex was a Subaru,
RX, yeah.
Wow, see? But can I be honest, though? Like, a lot of people want to, they would be judgmental of how you guys met and everything. But guess what, though? Like, I've been hanging out with you guys all day today. And if I'm being honest, I've been in plenty of relationships and stuff. But, you guys, if I'm just being honest, you guys, seem like you're a happy, going together relationship.
Both been through bullshit and people stepping over us, so we kind of both have the mutual respect for each other, and it works out.
Do you have any closing words after the sweet, amazing thing that the man had to say? You know, men for the most part are not soft or share their feelings. I mean, he did.
I'm not that soft woman. I'm divorced. I feel like, fuck that bullshit. It's about being happy. And if somebody makes you happy, then fuck that. Be happy.
Okay, but what I'm saying, though, is that, as a man, you gotta understand, he's kind of, putting his guard down. You don't find that sexy at all? You don't find that, sexy?
Absolutely, but the thing is, absolutely, that is. But he has to realize, if I'm showing my child, that's a whole nother step above that. That is literally everything that I could offer you, and then some.
I'm not trying to start stuff. I'm just saying that there is, a double standard. There's a double standard when it comes to men and women. That, when we get to our age, I don't like asking a woman what her age is, but, can you give me a, okay, but, are you comfortable with saying how old you are? 28 years old. Now, can I ask how old you are? 30. So, 2-year difference. All right. That's not a big deal. No. But, my friend Colton, who you guys, the only reason I know about you guys is because of Colton. But hear me out, though. Colton wants to, bust my balls about being older and stuff. But, I've tried to tell him, once you hit 30, 20s are not that bad. No, 20s are not that bad.
20s is when you gain your knowledge, you gain world experience and stuff. And then when you turn into your 30s, you kind of figure out yourself and what you want to be.
Well, but everybody talks about how time goes by faster as you get older, and it's been proven. It's because when you're younger, you don't have a lot of time behind you. So the older you get, the more time you get behind you, which makes it seem like it's going faster, but it's really, really not. 20s for me was all right, I'm 20. I'm still connected to my Gen X teenage years. You see what I'm saying? But when you hit 30, 30 goes by so quick. And I'm not trying to depress you, Casey. No, Casey. I'm just trying to tell you that. No, Casey. If I'm being honest, I wish somebody would have tapped me on the shoulder and said, guess what? No, it doesn't suck. No, it does not suck.
I got lucky. I ended up selling a house that I had bought when I got out of the military. You know, luckily I came into a little bit of money and was able to pay off a lot of debt and restart my life after two divorces. You know, not a lot of people are lucky and fortunate enough to have that restart or that, you know, that kind of thing. But
no, but Casey, what I want to tell you is that I'm trying to bestow a little bit of information on you that use your 30s to get your shit in line. No, I'm being dead ass honest because, like, you have already served your country. You've already, like, you know, made the greatest sacrifice that anybody can make. What I'm trying to tell you is that your 30s, you need to, like, everybody thinks the 30s is old, but it's not, man. It's not.
Not really. No, I'm finding myself, like, that's one thing that I'm focused on. Like, money comes and goes, you know, you and your body and all that shit, you know, all the memories that come with it, that shit's short. So you got to make the most of it.
Money is one thing, but time is invaluable. Like, time, like, you cannot get time back.
I've been around the world twice, and I've seen it firsthand. Like, time is very, very valuable.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2Ds.net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.